USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ahead of Labor Day, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to strike in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures that address racial injustice. Labor leaders who represent teachers, auto workers, truck drivers, and clerical staff, among others, signaled on Friday that they're willing to escalate the protests to force local and federal lawmakers to take action on police reforms and what they call systematic racism. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada over this Labor Day weekend. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we've just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us.
Some areas could see 120 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's AVMA.org.
President Trump says he never called fallen U.S. soldiers losers or suckers. The president calling the report from The Atlantic a hoax and another attempt to hurt him before the election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in France with the president.
I haven't read the whole piece, but if I'm tracking correctly, I think I was on that trip as well. But what I can say for sure is I've never heard. I've been with this president now for coming on 4 years. I've never heard the president use the language that assertedly is said in that article about him calling the military suckers and losers. I've never seen that, indeed. Just the contrary. He has always had the deepest respect. I'm a veteran, too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him as well.
Pope Francis is leaving Rome for the first time since the pandemic started. He's scheduled to visit a northern Italian town on October 3rd. News reports say the Pope will talk about how the pandemic has revealed how vulnerable the world really is. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new requirement for American travelers to China. From China, USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
China announced that it will require travelers taking direct flights to the country from the U.S. to test negative for the coronavirus within 3 days of their trip. In a statement, China's U.S. embassy said those traveling to China from America and any passenger transitioning from a country that Beijing has designated as requiring the screening must provide negative results from a COVID-19 nucleic acid test conducted within 72 hours of boarding a flight at their last layover destination. The new mandate is the latest requirement from China amid concerns over the high number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. and bad blood between Beijing and Washington. The new rules take effect later this month.
The 146th annual Kentucky Derby, what some consider the fastest 2 minutes in sports, is set to take place in Louisville, Kentucky later today. No fans will be in attendance due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trainer Tom Amos tells Fox News it just isn't the same without the fans.
You know, for the connections for the jockey, the trainer, and the owner of the winning horse in the Kentucky Derby, as well as the Kentucky Oaks, they're robbed of that emotion afterwards, where the fans are cheering just for them, as well as the walkover. That's big in our industry, to walk over and go through the crowd with your horse right here on the racetrack behind us, and the crowd participating with those horse walking over, that's gone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.